Trump's Trials from NPR. I'm Scott Detrow.
This is a persecution.
He actually just stormed out of the courtroom.
Innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Donald Trump had a decidedly mixed day in New York on Monday. First, yet another thing went his way, as the former president and current presidential candidate has seen happen over and over again lately in the multiple criminal and civil cases that he's navigating. A state appeals court cut the bond that Trump has to post from $454 million down to $175 million. That matters because Trump's legal team had said that Trump did not have the money for that higher total, which meant New York State could have begun to seize Trump's properties or other assets. We explained this all in detail in the last episode in the feed if you want to go back and check that out. But later on the same morning, there was a big shift for Trump. A judge sharply rebuked Trump's lawyers during a separate hearing for the hush money-centered criminal case, and more importantly, set a trial date. So put it on your calendars, Monday, April 15th. That is the day that Trump's first criminal trial will begin. That's, of course, barring any other surprise delays. After the break, I'll talk more about all of this and more with NPR's Andrea Bernstein. Stick around. We're back, and I'm joined now by NPR's Andrea Bernstein. Hey, Andrea.
Hey, Scott.
So let's start with the bond. Today was the deadline after which the New York Attorney General could have started seizing Trump properties to pay off the massive judgment in the civil fraud trial. Never got that far. What happened?
So last month, a judge ruled that Trump was liable for lying for years about his assets and ordered Trump to pay back nearly $500 million to New York State for the fraud. Trump appealed, and normally a defendant would post a bond to guarantee that they have the money if they lose their appeal. But Trump, true to form, bargained away. Mm-hmm. He first tried to get the bond lowered by $100 million, and when the court said no, he said, well, I don't have the liquid assets to guarantee a bond of $500 million. And this morning, while we were all in court for a hearing in the criminal case, Trump got the news he'd have to post $175 million, which was just over a third of the judgment amount.
The ruling went a lot further than just the money, though, right? Can you explain the rest?
Yeah. So Judge Arthur Engoron had also ruled that Trump and his two adult sons couldn't run their company and couldn't apply for loans. And that, too, is on hold pending the appeal. A spokesperson for the New York Attorney General says that Donald Trump is still facing accountability for his staggering fraud and pointed out the total $464 million judgment against Trump and his co-defendants stands, but he has had a real run of court rulings breaking his way.
Yeah, let's talk about that. It really seems like everything that could go in Trump's direction has across all of these cases in recent months.
So let me say, $175 million is still a lot of money. And a number of lawyers here tell me that appeals courts in New York often cut civil verdicts. Mm-hmm. But Trump also does well because he is unashamed to push the legal system to upend every norm. And also, he has the money to do it. He is not paying his legal bills. His donors are. You could see his lawyers breaking more rules and norms even today in the legal hearing in his criminal hush money case.
Okay, so let's talk about that. And it's important to say that here, Trump did not get what he wanted. His trial will go forward on April 15th, right?
Yes, but what happened here is that federal prosecutors who separately investigated the hush money scheme years ago, just this month, turned over more than 100,000 pages of documents. And Trump's lawyers blamed the local DA and tried to get the case tossed because of what they said was widespread misconduct. Judge Juan Merchan, who is usually the embodiment of calm in the courtroom, wasn't having it. He sharply questioned Trump's lawyer, Todd Blanche. At one point, he said, you're literally accusing the Manhattan DA of engaging in misconduct. And Blanche conceded he didn't have any case law, but he kept plowing forward anyway.
What's next?
So outside the courtroom, Trump said it was unfair the criminal case was going forward. It should have happened 3.5 years ago. Let me just remind listeners, 3.5 years ago, Trump was president, and his lawyers in this investigation were arguing, and they went all the way to the Supreme Court to say that Trump as president could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and not be investigated by the Manhattan DA. Trump lost that at every level. The Manhattan DA still had to go back to the Supreme Court for a second time to get Trump's tax records and move forward. Trump now says he wants another delay based on prejudicial pre-trial publicity. But Judge Merchan seems bent on going forward. April 15th.
April 15th. That's NPR's Andrea Bernstein. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Trump's Trials from NPR. Keep an eye out for more episodes like this whenever big news happens. And we'll be back later this week with our regular show on Saturday. I'm Scott Detrow.